Joining us now is the Star and Agricultural Placement finalist Ross Crable from the Shenandoah FFA chapter in Indiana. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And your ag placement, so what exactly is your project?
Well, I started out with my neighbors on their farming operation. They raise generally 1,000 head of beef cattle and farm around 3,500 acres of grain crop.
What has been the most challenging aspect of your SAE project throughout the many years you've been a part of it?
Well, throughout the years, the most challenging part of it was becoming the farm manager, more or less. I had to take on responsibilities that I never dreamed that I'd have to. I did more or less every aspect of labor.
That has obviously helped you to grow into who you are today. And what can you say is one of the most rewarding aspects you've taken away from your project?
Most definitely, I've created a great work ethic, and that I do believe that'll help me in the future for a future career.
Speaking of your future, I'm sure it's extremely bright, especially for being a finalist here at convention. What do you plan to do?
Well, recently I've been offered an apprenticeship at AFCO Machine Sales as a machine service engineer, so I hope to take that up and possibly expand my future.
Very exciting. And where are you currently at as far as school?
Right now I'm not taking any classes. I have a few semesters under my belt, but like I said, currently not in.
All right. Well, you did have to go to high school to be an FFA, so who were your advisors?
Steve Hickey and Jessica Geisler were probably the most helpful advisors that anyone could ever have. I am very grateful to have them, and like I said, they've been a lot of help.
Is there anyone else that you would like to thank as far as supporters who helped you get to where you are today?
Most definitely the Day family. They have been wonderful. They've given me every opportunity that anyone could ever ask for.
Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.